Hello again, and welcome to Mompreneuring the Podcast. I'm your host, Tiana Starks, and I'm happy to be here with you again this week. Mompreneuring the Podcast is an extension of my blog titled Mompreneuring the Blog, which you can find on my website at tianastarks.com. It is a platform for introverted moms who aspire to succeed in business and in life, providing the necessary tools and resources to overcome challenges as they arise. This week's podcast is about two things. On the surface, it's about overcoming the challenges of networking as an introverted mompreneur. And let's tell the truth. None of us truly introverted moms really want to network. We have enough people in our homes, which if we're being honest, can be a big drain on our energy and emotional resources. So in the blog I'll read this week, I provide some tips for overcoming some of the challenges of networking. At a high level, those include identifying your strengths and leaning into them when you're networking. Prioritize quality interactions over the quantity of interactions that you have. Tap into networking through shared interests. And be realistic with your goals or desired outcomes when you're networking. The second thing that this episode or blog is about is reframing solutions to any obstacle that may arise. I explained that the key to really changing the narrative for success when it comes to obstacles or navigating uncomfortable situations is asking yourself, why am I feeling this way? But this only works if you're really committed to being honest with yourself. Many times we enter into situations we don't like because of social pressure or some untruth we've told ourselves about what's expected of us or what we quote should do. But the truth is that we don't have to go through discomfort of our own making. If you decide that the outcome of doing a thing is worth doing it, even if the thing is not so pleasant or desirous to you, guess what? You can change the narrative. Ask yourself why you're feeling the way that you feel. Get to the root of the issue. Then you can begin to deal with obstacles by creating strategies that are more aligned with your desired experiences. This whole process is framed around my experience with networking, but it really can be applied to any challenge that you may face. With that said, let's get into the blog for the specifics. This week's blog is titled Networking with Strength and Authenticity. Navigating networking can be challenging for introverted mompreneurs who often struggle with the expectations of conventional networking practices that may feel overwhelming or unnatural. Instead of viewing networking as an obstacle, introverted mompreneurs can turn it into an opportunity for growth by aligning it with their natural inclinations and reframing the solution. As a fellow introverted mompreneur, I too felt challenged with networking as a new business owner. The idea of engaging in small talk, navigating crowded events, and self-promotion to strangers felt daunting, and quite frankly, it was something I didn't want to do. However, recognizing the crucial role networking plays for business owners, I knew I had to find a solution. Understanding the root of my discomfort with networking allowed me to get clear on what was holding me back and reframe my approach to the obstacle. The key to overcoming networking challenges lies in asking why. Instead of dismissing networking as inherently uncomfortable, through introspection, I was able to reveal that my discomfort stemmed not from a dislike for people, but from an aversion to unproductive small talk. With this insight, I began to envision an alternative approach that aligned with how I prefer to interact with people and allowed me to create more meaningful connections. Reframing the solution is a method of problem solving that focuses on creating a solution tailored specifically for each person. It involves developing strategies to fit your unique strengths and desires. In my networking example, I decided to show genuine interest in every person I met, rather than solely focusing on business opportunities. Engaging in meaningful conversations that went beyond the surface made networking more enjoyable for me and set the stage for more authentic and lasting connections. Another example of reframing the solution and leaning into your personal strengths could be rethinking the networking process completely. Instead of forcing themselves to attend networking events, an introverted mompreneur might leverage their strengths by initiating conversations through thoughtfully crafted emails or participating in online forums where they can express themselves more comfortably. As a mompreneur, I've found that embracing discomfort as an inherent aspect of the journey parallels the challenges of raising a child. Nurturing both a new business and a growing child demands patience, adaptability, and a readiness to learn. Through the experience of motherhood and business ownership, you not only acquire new skills and strengths, but also gain the insight that with the right mindset and the right approach, nothing is impossible. By aligning networking with my natural tendencies, I discovered new strengths that positively contributed to my entrepreneurial journey. Here are some actionable strategies for introverted mompreneurs. 1. Identify your strengths. Recognize and embrace your strengths as an introverted mompreneur. Whether it's excellent listening skills, a talent for writing, or a deep passion for a particular subject, leverage these strengths to your advantage. 2. Quality over quantity. Instead of attending multiple events, focus on a select few where you can engage in more meaningful conversations. Quality interactions often lead to more valuable connections than a myriad of superficial ones. 3. Networking through shared interest. Attend events or join groups related to your interests. This provides a natural context for conversation and can make networking feel less forced. 4. Set realistic goals. Instead of aiming to meet a certain number of people, set realistic and achievable goals for each networking opportunity. This could be initiating one meaningful conversation or following up with a new contact after the event. Networking for mompreneurs doesn't have to be a painful experience. By reframing the solution and aligning networking strategies with your natural inclinations, you can transform it into a fulfilling and enriching aspect of your entrepreneurial journey. Embrace your introverted strengths, focus on meaningful connections, and watch as networking becomes a source of growth rather than a challenge to overcome. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I hope you found this episode insightful and have some new tools for navigating challenges in your business. I look forward to meeting you back here again next week.